right. Amen. Never failed us yet, has he? Love it. Love that song. Yeah, I'm snuck up behind you, Drew. I apologize. Yeah. All right. Well, good morning, everybody. Good morning. I thought I was going to get here in the atrium and we were going to be serving popcorn. That was what my hope was. If you watch the Alabama game, you'll get that. But I was excited. I was like, surely we're going to have boxes of popcorn this morning after that. That was the head coach for Ole Miss said, grab your popcorn before the game. So that was a funny moment. I knew then that we were either about to get run out the stadium or they were going to get run out the stadium. Thankfully, for me at least, Alabama won. But so we're going to be talking about how we love our church for a few weeks here in a series where we can learn how we can dedicate our lives to the church, but mainly to Christ, and express that through our church body. And we're all excited for this. I got my nice shirt on today. I see some of y'all have them on today as well. And it's a good piece, though, when you wear it. If you wear it out and you're at a restaurant, somebody says, well, they love their church. Let me ask them about where do they go to church. It's a good way, a good segue into having a conversation about Cokesbury and also about Jesus. And that's what we're called to do. So we want to ask ourselves this morning, how do we show our love for one another as Christians? Well, before we get started, let me read the scripture this morning. And it is says, I give you a new commandment, love each other, just as I have loved you. So you also must love each other. This is how everyone will know that you are my disciples, when you love each other. Let us pray. God, we come before you this morning as we're getting prepared to hear the words you've given me this morning. I pray you would just speak through me with your Holy Spirit, and I pray we would learn how we can serve one another as a church family and also how we can serve those around us as a church family. In your name I pray, amen. You know, we serve. That's what we're called to do. When you think about serving is loving. Serving is loving. When we serve each other and the community around us, the scripture there says people will know that we are Jesus' disciples. Now, when we think of discipleship, sometimes we don't necessarily think about serving. We think about studying the word, which is, these are all great things, by the way, praying for one another. But also part of that discipleship process is serving each other and those around us, because that is what we've been called to do as Christians. And that's how the Bible says how people will know that we are disciples. Not by how much knowledge of the scripture we have, but by how we love other people. And that's what we're going to be looking at this morning. And we must serve to become good disciples. Has anyone ever had a bad experience at a restaurant with a server? Anybody had that? I know I have. I mean, I worked in that kind of industry. You know, sometimes maybe the server was mean or they weren't helpful, even though that was their job, was to serve you. And they failed that. You know, I've had that multiple times, you know. But then what about if you go to Chick-fil-A? Most of the time, people at Chick-fil-A are nice. They're smiling. And what do they always say? It's my pleasure. I worked there, so I know all the little ins and outs of it. Matter of fact, when I worked there, I had a gentleman one time that came up to the front and was like, my sandwich is cold. And I kind of made, he didn't say it to me, but the assistant manager came back and he said, hey, Josh, this guy's out there says the sandwich is cold. I said, well, we'll get him another one. And I said, I got some that are just coming out of the hot grease, so it definitely won't be cold. And he came back. I personally handed it to him. Sorry, sir. It's my pleasure here to have this sandwich. I'm sorry about that. He comes right back and says, his sandwich is cold. And I was like, I said, sir, this literally just came out of the hot grease. I can't believe you that it's cold. He said, well, it's not hot enough. I said, well, it can't be hotter. I mean, that's as hot as it's going to get. And that guy, though, I didn't want to help him, honestly, because he was clearly in the wrong. But I did. Why? Because that was the Chick-fil-A way. To help the customer. Always be kind to the customers. Always smile at them. Always say, it's my pleasure. How may I serve you? Because that's what you're there for, is to serve those customers. And just as the church, we're here to serve each other and the community around us. That's what we're called to do. So if someone came to the church and you were mean to them for some, hopefully nobody is, but if you were, well, they probably wouldn't come back. Like, I don't go back to the restaurants where I had mean servers. It's the same thing with the church when that little short example of Chick-fil-A, because we got to do it the Christian way, which is love people, even when we don't want to at times, because that's what we're called to do, especially each other, because that's how they know that we are his disciples. You know, in Mark, the book of Mark says Jesus didn't come to be served, but to serve. And we're supposed to be like Christ. So if he came to serve, what should we be doing? We also should be serving the people around us, inside and outside of the church. You know, Jesus went out healing people, lepers, blind people. He went out and did ministry to people that the Jewish society looked down upon. Like, we don't like those people. And Jesus is like, oh yeah, I do. I'm going to go spend time with them and show you that all people are valuable in my sight. That's what Jesus was doing. And he went around doing all this by serving them in the different areas that they may have needed to be served. You know, he gave grace to a woman caught in adultery. As they were about to stone her, he showed grace and kindness and forgiveness to her. He gave salvation to a man named Zacchaeus, who was not only was he a tax collector, he was also like a swindler, it says. He was not a good person, but he saw who Jesus was, and Jesus accepted him as he was in that moment, and he gave him salvation. At the end of Jesus' life, before he died and rose again on the cross, he even forgave a thief that was on the cross right next to him. He said, today you will be with me in paradise. So even to the last moment, he was serving. And he was here for us. He was the ultimate model of how we, as Christians, should be loving one another. And even when it's hard and their sandwich is hot, even though they say it was cold, still serving everyone best you can. Because Jesus is our model. He showed us how to serve each other, but also to outsiders. He showed us how to serve the outsider. And that's key for even, it was there for the first century Jewish people, but it's also for us, because we have plenty of people that we may look at as outsiders as a church. And then here at Cokesbury, I have seen people serve well since I've been here. I've seen people go to Brightbridge. I've seen Manna. I've seen people involved with like the United Ministries. I will see people do pumpkins next week. I'll do it too. I'll be there. Don't worry. But I get to see people be a part and serve. I see people serve with their gifts as teaching Sunday school, Bible studies, volunteering Sunday morning to make coffee, to greet people, to see them. And you know, if you haven't been a part of serving, there's plenty of opportunity for you, and everyone will welcome you, because we all have these gifts that God has given us, and maybe we just don't know how to express it, or we don't know who to talk to express it, but we know that everybody in this room has some unique gift that God has given them, and they can serve. It doesn't have to be in the band, because I know, like, many people are like me, they're not very musically inclined. Maybe it's you don't like to greet people because you're just kind of quiet. Well, you can make some coffee. There's so many different opportunities for us to serve here. Getting teams to go to Bright Bridge. You know, or maybe it's just prayer. You know, look for areas that fit the gifts that God has given you and use them for God. Because if God has given us all these gifts, we need to use them. And by using them and showing that our love for God and other people, by using them, people will know we are his disciples. And that's what this scripture tells us. You know, in Ephesians 2:10, it's not going to be up there because I added this last night, actually. It says, "For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago." God created all of us to do good things. That's what he created us for, to go out and show his love to others. And when it says do good things, and some translations will say do good works, it's not talking about some kind of works-based righteousness where you have to do enough good stuff to get salvation. No, it's talking about good works that come out of your heart and your love for Christ, and using that gift, those gifts, to reach others for him. It's out of that overflow of our love for Jesus that was put in our heart when we accepted him. One thing about serving, we got to understand, serving is giving. You know, we talk about generosity a lot and giving. When you serve, you're giving because you're giving your life, you're giving your time to people that are around you and people that you may be able to impact for Christ. And it's not just in this room. It's not just in our studies throughout the week. It's not just Wednesday nights. It's also in the community around us, wherever we are, at work, if we're at a restaurant. You know, maybe being kind to that mean server changes them. Because they can see that even though they knew they were probably being mean to you, and you are kind to them, that can really touch someone's heart. And they'll wonder, why are you being so kind to me? And if you have the "I love your my church" shirt on, you can tell them a lot more about it than just that moment. I've got a few things here. The reason we serve and give is because God has been good to us. God has been good to us. Do you believe that? Do y'all believe that? Sometimes it can be hard to believe that if we're going through difficult times. But we then look back and look forward at how God's, what kind of works God is doing in our lives. You know, the truth is that God is good to us. He gives us salvation. And if anything else, that's the most valuable thing we can have. We can have that life in God. That is the most important thing. So just that in itself shows how good he is to us. That he can take us and enter us into his kingdom when we call and accept on Jesus Christ. He died on the cross for our sins, and he provided that way for us to enter into a relationship with him. That's good. That's being good to us. That's being more than good to us. It's grace. You know, and think about it. He also provides for us. He provides for us. We have friends. We have families. We have jobs. We have life, ultimately. We have breath. We have so many things to see how he provides for us on a daily basis. Like I said, ultimately, he provides for us a way to live eternally with him. So he has been good for us. The Bible says that if we seek, we will find him. So when you are having problems, or when you're just thinking about where are you, God, if you seek him, you will find him. That's what the scripture says. You will find him. And in Revelation it says, if any hears God's voice and opens the door, then God will come in. He will be there. If you hear his voice, he will come in. In Matthew 7:12, I got this is also, none of these will be on the screen. Let's see here. Do unto others whatever you would like them to do to you. This is the essence of all that is taught in the law and the prophets. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. What we call that, the golden rule. We made that up, by the way. That's not what it says. They kind of made that up. But it's what it is. That's what we call it. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. So be kind. Serve them. Give them the love of Christ, just as Christ gave us that love. That's what we are called to do. You know, if God has done all these things, then we should be doing them too. If Jesus showed us, we should be doing it. To grow a church, you have to practice that rule. If you want people to join us here at Coates, where we have to love others and do unto them as we would have them do unto us, and share that love of Christ. And second thing I got this morning is we all have something to give. I kind of talked about this a second ago, but no matter what we think, how little we may think we have, how little we think we're not capable of, we all have ways we can give. You know, think about the story in the scripture of the, when they're at the temple and the one guy comes up with a large bag of coins and just throws it onto the table and saying, look what I gave. That's what he did. He threw it on the table and it rattled. And so everybody would know that, hey, this guy just gave a bunch of money to the church. And then this little widow comes up and throws a couple of mites in there. And Jesus is like, did you just see what happened there? And they're like, yeah, that dude gave a lot of money. He's like, no, that woman gave almost everything she had. She did right in my eyes in that moment. And they didn't understand that because they had this value of that guy may have given more, but it was not more according to the percentage of what he had. So that little widow gave everything she had because she had faith that God would provide, in her life. So it's not about how much you give, it's about what you give out of your heart. Because sometimes, you know, what are you giving, deciding in your heart how much you should give, but also how you can give as in volunteering areas and missions. You know, sometimes we don't give because we want a new car. Sometimes we don't serve because we'd rather watch the game. I've been on both ends of those in my life. Y'all know me, we're talking about games all the time. I would be honest, there has been times where I'm like, I'm not going because I want to watch this game. But now they've made DVR, so it's made it easy to do both. But, you know, when you give, we're blessed. It says we're blessed. We're blessed by God. We're blessing the other people that we've given to, whether it's time or finances. And ultimately, it's a blessing to God because we're doing what he's asked us to do. You know, 2 Corinthians 9, 6 through 9. Here we go. 9, 6 through 9. It says, remember this. A farmer who plants only a few seeds will get a small crop. But one who plants generously will get a generous crop. You must decide in your heart how much to give, and don't give reluctantly or in response to pressure. For God loves a person who gives cheerfully, and God will generously provide all you need. Then you will always have everything you need and plenty left over to share with others, as the scriptures say, they share freely and give generously to the poor. Their good deeds will be remembered forever. You know, that verse, a lot of people can misconstrue it. It doesn't mean that we're going to be showered with financial wealth if we do things. No, it means we're going to be blessed by God. We're going to have these blessings that are kingdom blessings of like joy, peace, love, and all those things that we know that God has called us to do. You know, these things that can help us participate in what God is doing. Now, I'm going to end with a quote. It's from a book called The Treasure Principle. And it says, gaze upon Christ long enough, and you will become more of a giver. Give long enough, and you will become more like Christ. Let us pray. God, we let us become better givers of our time, of our finances, to commit to you. Let us manage our time by your principles, God. I pray that you would just bless us this morning as we do decide where we want to give and where we may want to serve in the church. I know that you have called everyone in this room, according to their gifts, to go out and be a part of your kingdom by using the talents and gifts you've bestowed upon them, God. We pray that you would just move in our hearts this morning as we respond through this song and also respond through communion on here, Communion Sunday, God. We pray all these things in your name. Amen.